All right, here we are at 11:36. Matt McLaren, Travis Mejia. It is time for the Birdhouse, and we say hello to Dave Lane.
Hey, Dave.
Hello, Invasion.
Hi, Dave.
Sans Donnie. How's it going?
So good. You're going for the cycle today, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess if Why Today Doesn't Suck counts,
I think
I'll be on every show.
I think it should.
I'm sure Norm will let you do a segment with him and Bruce.
Yeah, you can pop on with them.
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to talk hockey?
No. It's not that I don't want to talk hockey. It's just that I don't think anyone needs to hear me talk hockey.
Oh, okay.
All right, fair enough.
Well, for your sake, we're going to count Why Today Doesn't Suck, and you're going to get the cycle today.
Nice. Okay, I'll take it.
All right, let's read some questions and see what we've got for answers.
Okay, yeah. I don't know the volume of questions that Corby gets because he's Corby.
Right.
He has 100,000 followers on Twitter.
Well, he pays for all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the Click Farm Indian accounts that he has.
What?
But so I feel like I got a decent amount, but not a ton.
That's
but
fine.
We do have some good ones. And the first one relates to something that I heard you guys talking about earlier today is the naughty movies on satellite.
Yes.
Now you've got Matt's attention.
Yes. So yes. This is from Immortan Joe.
Okay, I get it.
I don't know. He says, relevant topic to the invasion today. My dad would get pirated Dish TV cards from a guy at work. We got everything. By chance, I cracked the passcode while homesick one day, and what a day that was. What is the greatest thing you ever got away with as a kid?
Wow, that's a good one. Man, I don't want to say.
I'll say. I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
So this was... I think there's several options here because the thing is I never got caught doing anything,
yeah.
But I wasn't a great kid. But one weekend, my parents were going out of town. My mom and stepdad were going out of town for one night. And so I thought, what a beautiful opportunity as a senior in high school to have one of my friends invite their closest 30, 40 people over, and we threw a full party. People parked in the front yard, like an easy 10 to 15 cars parked in my front yard, and they tore it up a little bit.
Okay.
And somehow never really got in trouble for it, and I finally revealed that to my parents 2 years ago. They weren't super happy, believe it or not.
We did that for my brother when he graduated high school, because I was 21, and we threw a rager at my parents' house. They were on vacation. They went to his graduation and flew out that afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and we passed out flyers at the high school we ended up having. We charged the guys $5 to get in.
I should have started.
And girls got in free. Well, because we spent a few $100 on alcohol.
Yeah.
We got 3 kegs and a bunch of alcohol, and we had enough left over to where we made a little bit of money but paid for all the alcohol. We cleaned up everything, and then the next, whenever my mom and dad got home, I forget when it was, we went to the point where we took the dining room, the furniture and the china and everything, and drew a diagram of where everything exactly went and moved everything in the downstairs into my parents' bedroom, locked their door, and crawled out through the window.
That also would have been a good idea because the samurai swords that my stepdad is into and has hanging on the walls at the house probably should have been put up somewhere during my
party. I'm surprised no one got their head chopped off.
I kind of am too. They were more interested in my parents' dogs and parrots before they got to the samurai.
Yeah, that was wild. And my mom and dad
The stress of having a party at your house when you're
rough.
A kid isn't worth it.
No, and I learned it very quickly.
I was glad I didn't do it except for that one time, but when my mom got back, I don't think my dad knew for years, but my mom, within 10 minutes of being back, she's walking around the house. There is a drop of something on one of the baseboards, and she looks at it, she goes, "Is that margarita? Did you guys have a party?"
Yeah, I got caught one time.
I was like, are you serious?
So me and my cousin were, this is a caught one. So we were partaking in the devil's lettuce in my garage one night when my parents were at a concert. and we had a Bowflex in the garage that never got used, so it was super dusty, and there's a window right next to it. Well, when you partake in the devil's lettuce, sometimes you forget to close the window that hasn't been opened in 20 years. And so when they got home, there's a butt print on the dusty Bowflex and a window open next to it. So they're like, so pretty sure you guys were up to something over there. And so we had to fess up to it and flush the whole stash. I was like 16.
Jeez.
I was very upset. It was a bummer.
That's a good question, though.
So you don't want to divulge anything other than the party?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the other two things, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on illegal items.
We can dump it.
Okay. I have a, mine isn't as hardcore as Travis, but there was a time where I was a smart ass kid, believe it or not.
What?
And I would get grounded from time to time, and my parents didn't go out a lot, but when they would go out, I would be grounded from the TV while they were gone. And so my dad, his way to ground me from the TV was to take the plug from the TV. And you know how at the end of the plug, there's little holes in the prongs.
Yeah.
He would have a little padlock that he would put through that so you couldn't plug it in the wall. And so I figured out how to pick the lock. And so I would pick the lock and plug it in and watch TV, and then I would listen for the garage door.
That's awesome.
And then jump up off the couch and put the lock back on.
That's pretty good.
It's fantastic.
That's very good.
Yeah, I don't think they ever learned. I think I got away with that one. All right, next one. Let's see. Texas America has one, I guess, for all of us, but certainly primarily for Matt. The best beer you have ever drank.
Oh, that's a great question. My favorite beer of all time is Heady Topper from The Alchemist, which is a brewery up and out of Vermont, which is one of the tattoos on my arms, is the logo from that beer.
Yeah, I would think that you like it if it's on your body.
Yeah, so that would be way up there. And then a lot of the Ghost in the Machine variants from Parrish Brewing out of Louisiana is up there. But it's definitely, I would say it's still to this day, because Heady Topper is really hard to get. And so every time you have one, you just kind of like, all right, it's as good as I remember it being.
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite beer of all time. Maybe
we've tried a bunch on the show.
We have. It's just there's also a lot of different names. I've been enjoying all of the ones that you've brought in, but the ones that you keep bringing from the same breweries are really. I like the Railport ones you brought in.
Oh, nice.
And I think Martin House is one you brought in a couple times.
Yeah, they've had some funky,
some weird ones that are fun.
Yeah.
But I would say just the cold one is always the best one.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. My favorite beer of all time, still to this day, is Velvet Hammer by Petacolis.
That's a clutch beer, man. That used to be like the goat of Dallas.
It's a go-to. I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take this a different direction, and I don't even know if this qualifies as beer because it's a cider, but the best, like the most memorable beer I've ever had, I was on a solo trip to the UK back in the early aughts, because I'd never been overseas and I wasn't dating anybody at the time. And I just thought to myself, I just need to do it. I just need to go on this solo adventure. So I did. And I was in London and I was walking around and so sweaty and hot. And, I stepped into a pub, and a lot of times, as I guess you've been over there, Matt, but a lot of their beers they serve kind of tepid or room temperature.
They're not cold, yeah.
Yeah,
and they're not as carbonated as ours are.
That would be very shocking if you're just looking for a refreshing taste.
Yeah, and so I was wanting something cold and refreshing, and the bartender recommended Magner's Cider. They had it on draft, and I'm telling you, that was the most refreshing drink I've ever had in my life, and I must have drank 100 of those on that trip. That was the first time I'd ever had one.
I'll say
I'd had cider before, but I'd never had Magner's cider, and it's top-notch.
It's pretty awesome.
The most memorable one that you've brought in was the pickle beer. I will never forget the taste that was in my mouth
That's
from
good.
The pickle beer.
Yeah, I remember being in Breckenridge, Colorado once. We were at the brewery, Breckenridge Brewery, and we were drinking a beer on their balcony overlooking the Rockies. That was pretty badass.
I've been there. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
that's a
pretty awesome. Yeah, when you can combine your environment with the people that you're with mm-hmm. and a tasty beverage, the three of those things can create magic.
Yeah, and the memory, I mean, obviously, as into beer as I am, and I plan trips to go to breweries, there's certain breweries around the country that when I walked in, I was like, holy crap, I can't believe I'm here. Like, this is awesome. Like, and I freak out a little bit, and then you want to try everything, and there's a hand, like, that'll happen to me when I go to Russian River in February. I'll walk in there and just be like, oh my God, it's like, I'm at Russian River.
It's like P1's at ticket stock. I can't believe they're right there. Look at that.
I have a question for me from David. He says, are you the Home Depot guy, the one that does the commercials? And
Josh
that
Lucas?
That is in fact not me. That's the guy from Yellowstone.
Yeah, right? And Sweet Home Alabama. Josh Lucas is the actor's name who voices those spots.
Yeah, he played the younger version of John Dutton on the flashbacks in Yellowstone.
That's right.
He's in another life, you have.
Or no, was it John Dutton's dad? Is that who he played?
Yeah, it's John Dutton's dad, but flashing back to like the 1800s or whatever.
Though, you have voiced some of the commercials we have seen before and heard before, right?
Yeah, I have done stuff for Bank of America. If you go into a branch, you might hear my voice. And for a long time, I was the voice of Metro by T-Mobile.
That's right. Yeah, that's the one I remember.
That was a cash cow for like 3.5 years.
God, I bet it was
the greatest time of my life.
I remember the first time I heard you on one of those. Was that Dave?
Yeah. And then they changed agencies and they fired everyone. So
bastards.
Nothing lasts forever. Let's see. Another one for me. Dave, how do the experiences of going to Alabama for games versus going to Vegas for games compare as you are now part of the royal bloodline? Well, I can't really tell you because I have yet to go to a game in Tuscaloosa.
Really?
Yeah,
man,
I have been.
You've got to go.
I know. I believe me. I've asked, but I think she's ashamed of me.
College football?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think she is anxious to introduce me to all the people that she will no doubt know when she goes back to Tuscaloosa. I have been to Knoxville. I've seen an Alabama game in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I was also at the national title game that they lost to Clemson in Tampa. So that's probably another reason why I'm not invited.
You're bad luck.
Yeah, I'm bad luck.
Yeah, Tuscaloosa's fun. And Bryant Denny, it's a great place to see a game.
Yeah, it's definitely on my list. I want to go. And now that we have Wells, that's probably going to be my ticket.
There you go.
Is, I'm just going to tag along and carry him and all
look
his
around.
Crap, and that's the way I get in.
Stumble into different
tailgates. But Vegas is great. They are so accommodating and they kind of have to be because they're terrible. But my wife, she has a texting relationship with Mark Davis. So, if we ever need anything, she just goes straight to the top. So that's a good person to know.
Yeah. You know. If you need tickets to a Vegas game, definitely. Well, you got one more for us?
Let's see. Rob Gen X writes, I need y'all's professional opinion. I watched the first episode of Heated Rivalry and something moved. Does that mean I'm full blown or irreversibly gay now? Have you guys watched it?
I haven't watched it yet. Everything I know is what you've told us.
I don't think that's what that means. I would have to have some sort of actual physical act.
I don't know. Yeah, if you start feeling something, then maybe you are. Explore that.
I did, as I mentioned on the Hardline, because we talked about myself and DJ and Corby all watched the first episode. And Corby, I think, watched it on the TV. DJ watched it on his laptop, and both of them were having to pause it or change the channel whenever a family member would walk in the room.
Really?
But I watched it upstairs in my bedroom, in my bed under the covers, And I did feel real weird about it when the more intimate scenes would happen. But I am happy to report that I didn't find myself in full salute at the scenes. It was oddly arousing.
Right.
Because it's passion, you know, sure, you're seeing
right.
passion on screen.
Right. You just like to
but
see
then,
a good
But
love
then
story.
You have to process, oh, that's two dudes. So,
right.
You know,
yeah, you gotta
ease it up there, fella.
That means
then you have to move your laptop to the side.
You need the MMF. You can't just do the three M's.
Right.
I mean, you
yeah,
could
there
if
has
that's
to,
what you
there
want.
There has to be, right. there has to be something as a buffer in between.
Right. And then you go, oh, hey, sorry, man, I didn't mean to. And he's kind of, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're
cool.
okay if you bump into
right.
each other, but there needs to be a common that. Reason why you're there. That's
yeah. If you bump
God,
bags,
I have so many
that's
questions.
Okay.
I wish I could ask them, but I don't think we can.
No, probably not. And we need to let Dave go. He's got a lot to do today. Thank you, Dave, for
Thanks,
hanging around.
Thank
anything
you for having me.
Anything you want to tease for Hardline today?
Well, we do have a big jam-packed power hour as we have Joel Klatt at 5:15, and then somehow we have booked Matt Birmingham and
wow.
his songbook, his morning show songbook at 5:35.
Pretty incredible. Well, thank you, Dave, for joining us for the Birdhouse. Corby will be back with us probably by the next time we come back to the Birdhouse, which will probably be after dry dock.